Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American, the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast, five others wounded. U.S. military spokesman Colonel Ryan Dillon did not immediately say who was responsible for that attack. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria.
We're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy the Islamic State began in 2014. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, hundreds more injured by Israeli security forces along the Israel-Gaza border, violence erupting as thousands of protesting Palestinians approached the border. Israeli military said its troops responded to the so-called main instigators, who were throwing stones and rolling burning tires. The Israeli military also accused militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. Guy Ziv, a Middle East scholar at American University, on the protest by Palestinians.
This is an opportunity to demonstrate their disaffection, their frustrations, their dire situation in Gaza. They want to really highlight the plight of the Palestinian refugees.
Friday was the deadliest day in Gaza since last fall. Court in Senegal sentencing opposition leader Khalifa Sall, a former mayor of the capital Dakar, to 5 years in prison on embezzlement and falsifying documents. And two slave owners in Mauritania faced 10 to 20 years in prison after a court handed down the country's harshest anti-slavery ruling yet.